just discuss the postural sway for a moment. You will find the complete scripts for this test on page 47 of your manual. This is a great test to do if you really need to sell someone on the effectiveness of suggestibility. Once they feel themselves fall backwards, you'll really have won them over. Number one, because they were most likely doubtful that it would happen to begin with, and number two, because of the trust factor. They fell backwards, beyond the point of what I call no return. In other words, beyond the point where they could actually catch their balance and keep standing. They had to trust you. They had to believe that you would keep them safe. That builds a lot of expectancy in the client. Expectancy is what builds faith for the client in what you do. It begins as soon as they enter your office. It's kind of like a sales presentation. In sales, it's the sum of the yeses that gets the sale. If you are asking important closing questions in a sale, and you are just about to close your sale, and you get a no from the client, you're most likely going to lose the sale or have to start all over. It's the same thing in a session. From the very beginning, you are building confidence and trust in the client. Once you start the suggestibility test, this builds even stronger. With each test, they see how strong the power of suggestion is. It gets stronger and stronger, and then suddenly, what you said was going to happen didn't happen. That brought their belief in the process to a screeching stop. Therefore, it's important to remember, never do the postural sway, the hand clasp, or the locking elbow test with any analytical client. Only do them on non-analytical clients. Why? If they do not respond as you suggested and they fail the test, you'll lose your credibility. But if you do the postural sway on a non-analytical client and they do fall backwards, which they will, then you just pushed your sale over the top. They are ready to receive any suggestion that you have for them. The upcoming session is merely a formality at this point. Yes, it is that strong a deal maker. Here's some additional pointers for the postural sway test that you should know. When you place the outside of your foot, whether it be the left or the right, behind the heel of the client so they don't slip backwards, be careful not to pinch their heels if they're barefooted. Also, when you are doing this, be sure to take a wide stance, kind of like a karate stance, so as to stabilize your position. The reason for this is when the client falls backwards, you'll be able to catch them without falling backwards yourself like dominoes. You'll want to practice this one on friends and relatives before doing it with a client for safety reasons. In fact, that's going to be your assignment this week. You are to practice the suggestibility test on your friends and family, whoever you can find, and do it as many times as you can so you can be comfortable with this process. Now, getting back to the lesson. When your client begins to fall backwards, you should support their weight mostly with the side of your chest and your hip, so you don't have to take their entire weight on your arms. Also, be careful not to have them fall back too far. Distance is not nearly as important as them falling enough to feel off balance. You merely need to get them to go beyond that point of no return. Basically, it's a trust factor. Usually, it's about maybe 16 to 18 inches. That should do it. As for the magnet part of the test, begin with your hands placed on the client's shoulders. They should be touching there to start. The clients need to feel your hands, because if you tell them, "Feel me pull my hands off of you," and you didn't touch them to begin with, they'll be confused. So start with your hands completely on their shoulders. And as you're telling them to imagine the strong magnet pulling them backwards, begin to pull your hands off slowly. Keep your hands about maybe a half an inch to an inch away from their body so they can still feel the warmth of your hands. Many times they'll mistake this warm feeling as a feeling of magnetism, which is actually pulling them back. Be patient when doing this test. Sometimes it seems that it takes a very long time, but keep in mind that if you were to give up, you just lost your credibility. So stay with it until they fall back. Now keep in mind that many times you may feel their bodies moving in the opposite direction when you tell them that they'll feel the magnet pulling them backwards. As soon as you start, you feel them going the opposite way. If you do, then simply tell them not to resist you, to use their imagination and to go with it, that they will be completely safe, and usually they'll comply. This usually happens because they're afraid of falling or still have some trust issues. It happens most often with friends and relatives rather than with clients, by the way. This is a very powerful test that I use quite often, but as with anything, in order to be good at it, you must practice it. That's the end of this audio. Now I'd like you to go to video 5B to see how to conduct the hand clasp and the locking elbow test.